This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance option.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
At Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, the 2012s are driving off the lot. With over 40 new Chevrolets sold in September, the selection is getting thin. Take the 2012 Corvette Grand Sport, stock number C385, or the 2012 four-wheel drive extended cab Silverado, stock number C343. Get the one you want at a great Smokey Jennings discount. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, where they're not just about trucks, they're about community since 1946.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the equipment to do the job right and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning. First of all, in the Farm Show and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 873.5, up 4.75. March wheat trading at 886.75, up 4.75. December corn trading at 758.25, up 2.25. March corn trading at 750, up 2. November soybeans now trading at 1563.25, up a dime. January beans trading at 1566, up 10.75. The overnight crude oil market 19 cents higher at 86.86. The Brent crude 34 cents higher at 108.59. The December gold contract 70 cents higher at $1,710.10. The U.S. dollar index 0.064 higher at 80.040. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended the day at 868.75, down 9.5. March wheat ended at 882, down 8.25. May wheat ended at 886.25, down 7.25. December corn ended at 756, down 5.25. March corn ended at 756, down 3.25. May corn ended at 751.25, down 2 cents. November soybeans yesterday ended at 1553.25, up 6.75. January beans ended at 1555.75, up 6.25. March beans ended at 1520.75, up 3. December soybean meal yesterday, 476.20, up 52. January meal, 469.60, up 53. March meal ended at 454.40, up 36. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.32, down 34. January oil 51.70, down 34. March oil 52.16, down 33. December oats ended at 386, down 9.5. March oats ended at 390.25, down 8.75. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat futures lower. Slow export demand and a lower Dow Jones index weighed on corn values. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 6 cents at 733 to 749, but soybean bids were up 4 to 7 cents at 1521 to 1533. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at 745 to 765, and soybeans were up 6 to 8 cents at 1536 to 1548. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 6 cents at 728 to 768. Soybean bids were 5 to 8 cents stronger at 1528 to 1543. And wheat bids down 5 to 10 cents at 836 to 854. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 4 to 10 cents at 1555 to 1571. Basis ended mixed at 2 to 18 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered 520 to 620 per ton lower. Higher at 488.20 to 494.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a nickel at 756 to 771. Basis ended steady at option to 15 over December. Dried distiller grains on Tuesday ended steady, ranging from 265 to 295 per ton. Illinois River Bargewood and Elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 to 10 cents lower at 746 to 747. Basis ended 1 to 5 cents lower, ranging from 10 to 9 under December. Soybean bids were up 7 cents at 1544 to 1545, with basis steady at 9 to 8 under November. And wheat bids for July 13 delivery dropped a nickel at 816 to 817, with basis steady at 35 to 34 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mostly 6 cents lower at 737 to 741, but these same elevators raised their soybean prices by at least 5 cents, but with quotations at 1536 to 1559. Soft red winter wheat down a dime at 848 to 849, while the Milo ended 6 cents lower at 725 to 726. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January delivered corn range from 741 up to 758. January soybeans 1528 to 1542. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 754 up to 777. January soybean bids at 1545 to 1565. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 745 to 788. January soybean bids at 1541 to 1579. And the wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 805 up to 822. That is our Country Grain Report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 78.12, down 55. February hogs ended at 84.65, down 52. April hogs ended at 90.15, down 30. October cattle yesterday ended at $126, down 40 cents. December cattle, $126.85, down 42. February cattle, 130.77, down 52. October feeder cattle yesterday, 145.42, down a quarter. November feeders, 147.05, down 70. January feeders, 148.70, down 57. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the afternoon livestock report. And first of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Tuesday, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.04 lower. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $79.62 to $81.08, with a weighted average carcass price of $79.68. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Tuesday, slaughter sows traded mostly $1 to $2 higher with good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. grade 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $37 up to $44, 4 to 450s at $38 to $45, 450 to 500 pound sows at $44 to $48, 5 to 550s at $46 to $51, and heavyweight sows over 550 pounds traded at $47 up to $52. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds at $30 to $36, and heavyweight boars over 300 pounds were at $10 to $16. The barrel and gilt trade in Illinois, the direct trade traded steady to mostly a dollar lower today, with the barrels and gilts U.S. 1 and 3 grades weighing 220 to 290 pounds, trading at $56 up to $59. and hogs moved in Illinois on Tuesday totaled 10,975 head. From the Iowa-Minnesota direct cattle trade on Tuesday, steers on a live basis traded at 125, and the heifers also on a live basis traded at 125 up to 125.50. And a more local tone of the opening report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois. Early estimated receipts 225 head. And compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 higher. Slaughter Holsteins up $2. Slaughter steers choice traded at 120 up to 126. Choice slaughter Holsteins 113 to 117.75. And the slaughter heifers traded at 120 up to 124. From the National Carlisle Pork Report at the close on Tuesday, trading was slow with light to moderate demand in offerings as 55 loads traded today. The processing cuts were not established and the bone-in loins were not tested. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended 41 cents lower for the day at $88.64. And the box beef cutouts values on Tuesday increased 17 cents on the choice carcasses that weigh 600 to 900 pounds. They were up 17 cents at $198.52, with select carcasses weighing 600 to 900 pounds up $1.81 at $83.34. On the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday, cattle slaughter estimated at 127,000 head. That's the same as last week and compares to 131 a year ago. Hog slaughter again very large at 434,000 head, compared to 433 last week and 432,000 a year ago. Also today we have the report from the Arthur Sale Barn, their weekly hay report. Receipts totaled 1,150 bales. Alfalfa small squares, premium quality small squares, I should add, range from $6 up to $7.50, with some good quality small squares at $4 up to $4.50, and some large squares 3x3s ranging at $63.50 up to $77.50. Mixed grass hay, good quality small squares at $3 up to $4.45, and some fair quality small squares of mixed grass hay ranging from $2.25 up to $2.50. And wheat small squares, good quality, range from $2 up to $2.75. That concludes our livestock report for Tuesday afternoon. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $1.89, down 1.25. For black cheese, $2.04.5, up 3.5. For barrel cheese, $2.01, up 4. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $21.04. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.42. For November, $7.42. And corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.42. And for November, $7.42. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.27. For November, $15.41. And wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.18. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.42. Corn at Scottville, $7.42. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.27. And wheat at Scottville, $8.18. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois today. High temperatures in the low 80s. We will have south winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, becoming cloudy. A slight chance of showers. The high about 80. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday. Partly cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers Friday. Low temperatures falling to the low 30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees. And over the past 24 hours, a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. First of all, in our farm news, here's the weekly crop condition report. We join David Ward of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Scattered showers and strong winds made their way across much of the state this past week, allowing only 3.4 days suitable for field work. Statewide rainfall totals averaged 1.11 inches, 0.39 inches above average. Temperatures averaged 53.8 degrees, 0.4 degrees above average for this time period. Topsoil moisture is now rated as 5% very short, 17% short, 72% adequate, and 6% surplus. Subsoil moisture was reported as 21% very short, 44% short, 33% adequate, and 2% surplus. Despite the weather, fall harvest and tillage continued to progress rapidly last week. Corn harvest increased to 92% complete statewide compared to 75% last year and 62% as the five-year average. Soybean harvest increased to 80% compared to 81% last year and 71% for the five-year average. Winter wheat planting is well underway with 69% of the crop planted compared to 72% last year and 66% for the five-year average. 29% of the wheat crop is now being reported as emerged. In other news around the state, sorghum harvest is at 79% complete, and pasture conditions were rated in mostly fair to good condition. This has been David Ward with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, and we discussed the latest happenings in the grain trade.
We saw a lot of broad-based selling last night. It was a night for risk-off money flowing out. We saw Standard & Poor's downgrade five regions of Spain, and then DuPont came out with poor earnings numbers, and that combination just had everyone kind of going for the doors as far as investments last night, and the grains fell apart of that.
You mentioned the term risk-off money. What does that mean?
Well, that means that traders, fund managers in particular, feel like it's an environment that's not very conducive to holding positions in the so-called riskier asset classes, and that would include the energy and the food-based commodities as well as many of the equity markets that are higher risk type markets. And so when there's economic risk, political risk, whatever it may be, where there's some uncertainty, they'll tend to pull their money to the sideline.
Now, does the pending election have a lot to do with this?
Well, it certainly does because it adds to the uncertainty. Then you add to that the fact that Congress and the administration haven't done anything yet to deal with the fiscal cliff on January 1st, and we're going to be facing negotiations on the debt ceiling coming up after the election as well. So those things all come together. Moody's has also said that they may lower the U.S. credit rating. So those factors create a lot of uncertainty, and then you throw in the Middle East and you throw in Europe's sovereign debt problems and a slowing economy in China, and it's just not an atmosphere right now. It's conducive for owning the commodities.
Is the lack of a farm bill also a factor?
Probably not so much for the grains. It is for farmers, but not as much for the fund managers. And right now I would suggest that the supply and demand fundamentals are stronger than what the money flow into the pits is, and evidence of that would be the strong basis, historically strong levels for harvest time for corn and soybeans.
And also the fact that the farmers are holding a lot of the inventory is also a part of this, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. Farmers pre-sold a certain percentage of the crop like they normally would to capture premium prices that were offered this summer, but then they found out they didn't produce the crop overall. And so they have many fewer bushels left at harvest time than what they anticipated. So they want to hang on to those bushels. There's that tendency, hoping that we'll get that post-harvest rally. And at the very least, it looks like rally and basis should give them some reward for that ownership.
But we won't know for sure until all the factors we've already talked about are settled, right?
Exactly right. I think soybeans have the opportunity to rally based on robust export demand. It's going at historically record high price, high levels, with China absorbing those beans as well as other customers as well. Domestic crushers are actively processing on strong crush margins. But corn, the only real news there is focused on exports, and exports are sluggish. Probably the strength of the corn market is livestock usage, but that's only calculated once a quarter when we do the stocks report. So there's not a lot to excite the corn market.
What about the wheat market at this time?
Wheat is slowly kind of getting some firmness underneath of it because global stocks are declining. It seems like each USDA report we get, USDA is downgrading production and increasing demand, and I think that's appropriate, and I think it still has the significant reductions to make yet in Australia's crop, perhaps in the former Soviet Union. But we're all seeing demand increase because with such tight corn stocks, the tightest in 39 years at a 50-day supply, we're having to feed more wheat than I think USDA is giving credit for. We saw that here in the United States with the stocks report. I think we're seeing it globally as well. So those global stocks are slowly tightening. They're adequate yet, but it's making end users very nervous, considering that we've had several governments topple the last couple of years in the Middle East and North Africa based on high bread prices and high wheat prices. So they're getting quite nervous.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. At the open house last week at the new hog facility of Triple D Farms, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to one of the sponsors, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Last week, a successful open house at the Triple D Hog Farm north of Carlinville in Macoupin County. David and Mary Kloss and David and Jane Dunn and families have a great new facility there at 2400 head wean to finish barn. One of the sponsors of the open house is Stein Seed. We caught up there last week with Gary Niemeyer and a new addition to the Stein team, Joe Wiesman. We're here in Carlinville in an open house for the Kloss family, and Gary Niemeyer joins us with Stein Seed. And Gary, it's been a while. Your title has changed with Stein.
Yeah, I became a regional sales manager in July, so really doing the same type of thing, just getting to work with more district sales managers throughout the state.
Tell us, too, about adding Joe Wiesman to your crew.
Joe's a new district sales manager with us. He's not new to agriculture. He was with Shipman Elevator, and he came over in August to become a district sales manager with Stein. Stein is trying to get our district sales managers to cover 2 to 3 counties, where in the past they've covered 6 or 7. So we're trying to get more contact with our growers.
Why are you here tonight?
We're here just to support Dave Kloss and Triple D Farms. But, you know, Dave's a row crop farmer as well as a livestock farmer. And, you know, we try to support the ag industry as a whole. And we're here just to support Dave and the overall ag industry.
Yeah, and you were just making mention that it's so important that we support our livestock producers to ensure that they're here in the long run.
Yep. We need both sides of the equation to make agriculture work. So it's been awful tough for the livestock guys, and you know, but they're row crop farmers in many cases as well. So we're here just to show support.
Well, just one agronomy wrap-up. You know, we've talked to death about the drought here of 2012. Maybe your comment about this past year, if you have any more, and what your thoughts are for next year in seed supply.
Well, you know, as to wrap up the fall, thank God for the late rains and that the beans and soybeans were in many areas were a bright spot. You know, so that I think that has uplifted everybody's spirits somewhat. With that said, the seed supply, most of our corn with Stein was grown in Iowa, and they didn't have quite as severe a drought as we have here in Illinois and Indiana and throughout some of the Midwest. But so I think overall our seed supply is good. We are going to go to South America for some production, but yet overall we're in good shape.
And Joe, we just talked about your new position. As Gary mentioned, no stranger to agriculture, and you know, this family type setup is very familiar to you.
Yeah, you know, growing up in the ag industry, still working on a family farm at home and farming on my own. It's just really nice to be able to tie into another sector of the agriculture industry.
How was your year for you guys on your farm?
About like everyone else is around, you know. The corn was pretty light, pretty tough. The late rains sure helped the beans. You know, we're going to have an average bean year and a real light corn year.
I was just going to ask you, too, to comment on your territory, because you obviously have a home base of Madison, but your territory is probably a little wider.
Yes, I cover, my district is Madison, Macoupin, and Montgomery counties. So, you know, I get a pretty good range there with quite a few varying soil types and different kinds of farmers and that. So it's a real good district to cover.
It's Joe Wiesman, Gary Niemeyer with Stein Seeds here on WSMI.
Hoping to influence profitability for producers, the Pork Checkoff is building demand in the retail and food service sectors. Pork Checkoff Vice President of Domestic Marketing, C.C. Snyder, highlights some of the recent success stories.
Firehouse Subs is a national chain that's using pulled pork. You know, we helped with the test late last year and getting that product a really high-quality product. And pulled pork continues to, you know, really push the envelope. We saw a lot of promotions last year, so Firehouse Subs is doing nationally right now a promotion with pulled pork. Noodles & Company just added pulled pork to all their menu options. If you're not familiar with that restaurant, you can go there and order meat on different noodle bowls or salads, et cetera, or stir fries, and they just added pork to everything, and that's a big deal. And that just happened. And then I guess the big kahuna is a Red Lobster just added a chop to their menu. They're trying to branch out from seafood. And we did help with that ideation and showing them some ideas for adding a chop to their menu. So all really, a lot of interest, all really good news. We're seeing interest because of the high commodity prices of some of our competitor in particular that we're at, getting a lot of interest from restaurants in pork and how to menu pork. So both retail and food service, we're seeing a lot of successes.
October is traditionally known as Pork Month. Many retailers are featuring pork in their advertising this month. And Ms. Snyder says that is having an impact.
Surprisingly, we just got August average retail prices, and the prices are actually going up now. August retail price domestically was higher than last year. Last year, we did have a very good fall. So we're seeing prices edge up towards the fall. You know, contrary to what most people think, the highest demand for pork is in the fall, not the summer. So we're seeing those prices go up already. So I think it's kind of a seasonal effect of people think of pork, you know, slow cookers or, you know, tailgating. You think of fresh and processed pork, and we're seeing that demand edge up. We certainly could use it for producers to cover their input costs.
The Pork Checkoff is partnering with Food Lion, Costco, Kroger, Hy-Vee, and other retailers to promote pork. For more information, go to www.pork.org. And once again, October is Pork Month. The Illinois Pork Producers has provided WSMI Radio with pork gift certificates. We will have five winners of $20 worth of certificates, and all you have to do is send us an email. Email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. Once again, randy@wsmiradio.com. You must be at least 18, one entry per household. You're not eligible if you've won something from WSMI over the past 30 days. A random drawing will determine the winners, and the entry deadline is Tuesday the 30th. The winners will be announced on October 31st, and we will mail you your pork certificates. So once again, email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. You have a few days. You could be eligible to win $20 worth of pork certificates as we celebrate October Pork Month. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat now trading at 873 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. March wheat trading at 886 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. December corn now trading at 750, up 2 cents. March corn trading at 757 and three quarter, up 1 and three quarter. November beans trading at 1562 and three quarter, up 9 and a half. January beans trading at 1565, up 9 and a quarter. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.